Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning, everyone. We are live here. I am live here with Solomon on the other side of the glass in the WDCX studios today. And it's so great to be back. I took the week off and thought, you know what? I need to come back and just do our live shows. And everything is sprayed down here. And they're doing a great job at WDCX to keep us safe. I have my own mic cover and all of that. And just grateful to have been woken up this morning with God's breath in our lungs. Our heart is beating because he is making it beat. And of course, he has a divine purpose for our life today, you guys. You know, my husband and I prayed this morning as we always do and just thank God because we are so incredibly blessed, just counting our blessings one by one. And I know there are a lot of people that are, you know, sick right now and in the hospital with COVID-19. I have some of my clients, some of my patients that are sick. And yeah, it's a tough time for a lot of people. So, you know, before we do anything, let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we know you are the great physician, Lord Jesus. We know that you are not surprised by the coronavirus, Lord. We know that you go before us, Lord, and that your word is true and that you will not leave or forsake us, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I just thank you that you woke us up this morning. And I know that you have plans to prosper us and not harm us, to give us hope in a future, Lord Jesus. And no matter what anyone is going through today, Lord, I just ask you to give them the peace that surpasses all understanding, that first of all, you've got it. You, God, created the universe and everything in it, including us, and you've got it. And that we are grateful that this life is not all there is, Lord Jesus. Thank you for that. Thank you that you died so that we could live today, Lord, and that we have everlasting life in heaven. For those of us that know you and follow you, Lord. And I just pray that if anyone doesn't know you today, Lord, that's listening to the show, and I know that there are a lot of non-believers listening to this show, I ask that you lift that veil from their eyes, Lord, and you draw them close to you so that they can take their hands off the wheel and say, Jesus, take the wheel. Take the wheel. If there was ever such a time as this, Lord, I hope that this happens sooner than later today, Lord. Let not one more day go by without people not knowing you. Lord, we love you, we worship you, and we praise you, and we thank you for WDCX and our listeners. And we thank you that we have the opportunity to reach so many people through the airways, Lord. Just decrease me, increase you in your name. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, you know, it's time to talk about what to do at times like this. And we're going to be talking about that today in both of our shows. But before I go into that, I just want to say that, you know, it's so good to tune in to WDCX here. To Steve Tiber and his team here at Hope Reigns, just love their show. I was listening to The Breakfast Blend this morning with Zach, and just blessed by the worship music that he was playing as well. And you know, just know that you have the opportunity to just decrease your stress by tuning in to WDCX. Talked about decreasing stress on AM Buffalo last week. This week I talked about, you know, your immune system and how important it is to exercise and what type of exercise you should be doing. But yeah, we should be boosting our immune system. And of course, you know, exercise is a big part of that. It increases lymphatic circulation throughout our body. So get out there, walk today, pump some iron if you can, get those water jugs or laundry jugs out and increase your lymphatic circulation, which helps boost your immune system. Also, take in those immune-boosting foods, the greens, high in phytonutrients, ginger, garlic, broccoli, turmeric, yogurt, actually, even almonds. Make sure you're getting in those antioxidants, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, strawberries, all of that that bleed on a white napkin are great for your immune system. You know, take your vitamins, drink your water. You know, don't forget about that supplementation, you guys. It's so important because we can't get all of our nutrients from food. And of course, a good gut is important for you. You know, a good gut. Eating foods that are high in enzymes and probiotics, certainly kombucha. I'm going to pick some up after this. And also fermented vegetables, kimchi. Take your probiotics and your digestive enzyme, because that gut is directly related to our immune system. And then manage your stress, manage your sleep. You know, sleep deprivation lowers our immune system. It opens the door to disease. Of course, manage that stress. Shut down electronically from the news. Even though you need to be informed, you don't have to have it on 24/7. Tune in to like the breakfast blend and hear the worship music. You know, also, of course, talk to a friend, FaceTime a friend so you can see, you know, your friends. Also, accomplish something, clean out your closet, reorganize your drawers or whatever it is. And I'm offering free exercise classes, you guys, online right now, free through Zoom. I've been doing it for 3 weeks now. We have a huge community of people from outside the U.S. We have people inside the U.S. and locally that are all part of this community, and I'm just so grateful. In fact, I have a class at 2:30 today. So whatever, if you're a beginner, intermediate, it doesn't really matter. I want you to tune in and, you know, get some exercise, get motivated, and be able to see other people exercise. And, of course, you can turn off your video if you want to. Listen, we're going to go to our endorsed sponsors, and when we come back, I'll tell you who's going to be on our show today. I want to tell you about Notaro Chiropractic. They are opened to help you stay healthy. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us. Hi, this is Robbie. Has an accident left you in pain? Were you injured on the job? Do you suffer from chronic pain or a spinal condition? Notaro Chiropractic offices offer chiropractic and massage services at their three convenient locations, Wheatfield, Grand Island, and East Amherst. Licensed acupuncturist Amy Fu is located in Wheatfield. Licensed acupuncturist Robbie Butler is located in Grand Island, as well as licensed acupuncturist Adam Waldhorn. Accepting most insurances, call 688-8815 to start feeling your best with the help of Notaro Chiropractic Offices. As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Hi, my name is Lois, and I've lost 100 pounds under Robbie's care. I tried for so long on my own before to lose weight and get healthy. I was working out and eating healthy, or so I thought. I began to consider doing the keto diet when I saw a Facebook post of Robbie's promotion for her nutritional DNA test. So I called Robbie and went in to have the test done. On October 30th of last year, I met with Robbie to review the results, which were extensive. The key details were that I have a gluten intolerance and my body responds best to a balanced diet. Robbie sat with me and explained all the results, set me up on a detox plan, and provided me with meal ideas and recipes. I started November 1st of 2018 and have lost almost 100 pounds since then. I honestly believe that the nutritional DNA test is what made the difference.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And we are back live here in the WDCX studios. So grateful for WDCX and their programming here. And I'll tell you, you know, I've been hearing more and more about prayer. this past week on secular radio and on secular, TV news. Casters have been talking about praying. Yesterday, I heard that on one of our main stations here. Also heard it on secular radio this morning. And it's great. We need to pray. And we're going to be talking about that today with one of an author that is amazing. I don't know what that noise is, but an author, Annette Gall, and she wrote the book, Let Us Pray. And she's going to be joining us later on today. But it is so important, you guys, that we realize that we actually can do something. I mean, there's so much out of our control right now. There's so much out of our control that we can't control. And that's a lot of things going on in our world right now. But with everything that is going on, there's one thing that we can do every day. And that is to pray, to lay our burdens down. Do you know Jesus wants us? He wants us to come to him and lay those burdens down. And, hold on one second. Okay. Sorry about that. I'm getting distracted by my phone here. He wants us to come to him. He desires, his heart's desire is that we know him and that we let him be known to as many people as we possibly can and to the world. And so, you know, I love the fact that I'm hearing everyone talk about prayer, but sometimes we don't know how to pray. Like sometimes we are so anxious, we are so worried, and God commands us, do not worry, do not be anxious for anything. But sometimes we have the inability to form words, but the Holy Spirit will help us to do that. And, so we're going to be talking about how prayer is powerful, how we can actually lay our burdens down and to glorify him and to seek him in the darkest of times. When we come back from our endorsed sponsors, Annette Gall will be joining us, and she is the author of Let Us Pray. Then later on today at 12 o'clock in the Carrie and Robbie Show, Carrie will be joining me, obviously, but also Brett Larson, who is the general manager here at WDCX Radio. We're going to be talking about, the world has changed, and how should we be reacting to that? So don't go anywhere. I want to tell you about Pine Pharmacy. They are opened right now. We are blessed to have them as an endorsed sponsor of The Raw Truth. They've been a sponsor since the beginning of time, from this when this show started many, many years ago. And we are grateful for what they do at Pine Pharmacy. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
It's time to cozy up to an indoor workout at Catalyst Fitness. Hi, I'm Amy Buemi. There's only 1 week left to get your zero enrollment on our two premium memberships. We now have 7 clubs, and I've seen a lot of you come in for that enrollment, and I'm so pumped for you to reach your goals. Catalyst has everything you need to achieve the results you want. Certified trainers, amazing aerobics classes, spinning, yoga, indoor turf, cardio cinema, hydro massage beds, DNA analysis, and the list goes on. So, 1 week left, 0 enrollment on our premium memberships. Don't miss out. And we always have our $9.99 option. Join now. If you want to put some muscle on, burn body fat, or build endurance, come to Catalyst for your 0 enrollment. Catalyst has everything you need to be fit at a price that's a perfect fit for your budget. 2020 is your year. Family owned and operated. Visit CatalystFitnessBuffalo.com. United, we sweat.
Hey friends, you hear me talk about PowerShot Greens Superfood. Listen, it's a synergistic green formula of 100% organic concentrated nutrient-dense alkaline superfoods, a valuable source of natural occurring phytonutrients,
chlorophyll, live enzymes, and bioavailable vitamins and minerals. PowerShot aims to help boost metabolism, energy, and stamina, assist with mineral replacement, and provide optimal support for the body's system. It's so bioavailable and easily absorbed. I want you to check out PowerShot Greens Superfood. Go to RobbieRaw.com. Hi, this is Robbie. When it comes to selling your home, you want the best price. You want the timing to be right. You want an advocate who knows the market inside and out. You need Donna Littlefield. She's a prayer warrior ready to serve you and your family at Keller Williams Realty, Buffalo North Towns. Contact Donna Littlefield for a free true market analysis and then list your home with Donna. DonnaLittlefield.com. Contact her today and get your home sold.
Hi, this is Chuck Roberts. I've now lost 89 pounds making healthy food choices with the Detox and Raw Truth Recharge classes. I've been a marathon runner for 14 years. However, I found that I can run and still be fat. Robbie taught me that you can't out-exercise a bad diet. I encourage everyone who wants to make healthy food choices and increase their energy to come to a Raw Truth Recharge class or pick up the Raw Truth Recharge book. For more information, go to RobbieRaw.com, click on the nutrition/DNA tab at the top of the page.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
I want to remind you about the Kingdom Business Bureau. The Kingdom Business Bureau is a directory for businesses that strive to honor the Lord in everything they do, consistent with biblical principles. You can follow us at KingdomBusinessBureau.com. That's the website. But also, we're on Instagram and we are on Facebook. And, you know, you need businesses. Maybe you need a handyman or you need to know what resources you have in both Canada and the U.S. Well, go to KingdomBusinessBureau.com. And we are adding more businesses every day here now. We actually, since many businesses, small businesses were closed down, we have many businesses contacting us right now wanting to be a part of it, because this is going to be lifted. Businesses are going to be open and we need to support those businesses. And one of the people who is a member of the Kingdom Business Bureau is Annette Gall, and she is the author of the book, Let Us Pray. And good morning, Annette.
Good morning, Robbie. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
I am blessed. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And, you know, I was saying before we went to our break that yesterday on the news on TV on a secular local station, actually it was a national show that I was watching, one of the newscasters said, you know, one of the things that we need to do is pray right now. And I was like, wow, that is so cool to have that on national news and also on a national radio station. I heard the same thing, and it wasn't Christian radio. So we do need to pray, and I'm glad that the secular world is talking about that. And you wrote a book, which is called Let Us Pray, and it's you're also have it on Kindle right now too, right?
Yes, it is available for free on Kindle today and tomorrow only, because they only give me a limited amount of time that I can offer for free. But yes, it is available for free on Kindle today and tomorrow.
How do people get that? And we'll tell them at the end of the show.
We'll keep in suspense.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Annette, tell our listeners a little bit about you too. I grabbed your book this morning, and somehow it didn't make it into my bag. But go ahead.
That's okay. All right. I just basically, I just, God has always laid in my heart about prayer and the importance of it. Over the last few years, I've become a prayer warrior, which is, you know, there's no requirements to doing it except just pray. And it's a very simple thing. And I am also a biblical counselor at the chapel, along with many other great prayer warriors and counselors at the chapel. And my husband and I do counseling together for marriages. And prayer is so important in every part of our life, and no matter what we do. And this everything that's going on today kind of reminds me of September 11th, where people actually started to get on their knees and started to pray. And God's calling us to do this right now at this time. We got too comfortable with our everyday life and kind of left him out of the picture.
Yeah, you know, we have. And I think, you know, we have become so busy, both in our everyday life, running the kids here, running the kids there, you know, working, just continually distracted by sports and entertainment and all of this stuff. And the silver lining in all of this right now is that we don't have a lot of those distractions right now. We cannot go to concerts. We can't go to, you know, see sports, you know, going on. We can't go to the movies. We can't do a lot of the things that we were doing before. But everything is closed, but heaven's still open, right?
Exactly, exactly. You know, God is telling us this time, hey, remember me, spend some time with me. I got my arms wide open, and I want to hear from you. And it's so important that people understand the importance of how to pray. And that's why I wrote my book, to teach people that maybe may have learned from different religions or people may have taught them something that may not necessarily be true. So I broke down biblically different sections of the Bible and explained it in different ways. So it will help even the simple person and even people who have been maybe praying for a while and didn't realize I wasn't doing it totally right all this time. And when I say totally right, meaning that, okay, there's certain words you have to pray, but praying to God. And it's amazing how God incorporates Jesus, Him, and the Holy Spirit together when we pray. And the Holy Spirit is our direct connection to God. And I like saying that it's kind of like when you, like Batman. Remember the Batman show when he had the red phone would go off and he would pick it up and talk?
No.
We have that access all the time. No, you don't remember that?
No, I don't. But okay.
Yeah, he did. When he got a important phone call, that red phone would go off and he would pick up the phone and talk. So basically, we have that all the time. For us old enough to remember watching the Batman show, I used to love that show.
I'm definitely old enough. You're,
yeah.
I was watching Lucy. I was watching
Lucy.
Well, you know, Annette, and if you're just joining us, Annette Gall is the author of the book, Let Us Pray. And, you know, there couldn't be a better time. I mean, every day, no matter what's going on in the world, is a good time to pray. But we are commanded, you know, pray about everything. Pray without ceasing, you know. And God commands us, do not worry. Do not be anxious for anything. And, you know, I'm doing my FaceTime and Zoom one-on-ones for nutritional and health consultations right now. And every single person I talked to this week talked about the fact that they were feeling anxious and they had anxiety and that they, you know, were worried. And so if anything at all, remember that prayer is a way for us to really lower that anxiety and that worry and that tension that we may be feeling, the feeling of the unknown, because the God that created the universe and everything in it, including us, He says He will not leave or forsake us. He says that He has a plan for us to prosper, and He will. He will direct us. He will direct our paths. All we need to do is to put our faith and trust in Him alone, and He's got it. Those who trust in the Lord will find strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. Isaiah 4, I think it's 40:21 or something like that.
Right.
But He's got it. He's got it. And so the prayer is important, but sometimes, you know, and that there are people that listen to this show that I know are not believers, or maybe they believe, but they really aren't prayer warriors and they don't know really how to pray. And maybe they were taught as growing up that, you know, they were taught like, what am I trying to say? Like ritualistic prayers. They don't really know that they can talk to God anywhere. And even that is a prayer, right?
Yeah. Praying is just simply having a conversation with God, one-on-one. And in actuality, what you talk about, before I get into that, before you talk about how anxiety and fear, and you know, people pray when it happens. But if you, it's all talked about in Matthew 6. But the funny part of it is, and you know, with God, He's funny because He does things and be like, "Wow, that's really cool for showing it to me." He showed me today that He taught us how to pray in the beginning part of chapter 6, and then He talked about anxiety and fear. So He's trying to tell us, prepare yourself before you have anxiety and fear by staying in prayer. How cool is that?
It is so cool. He actually will instruct us every step of the way, but we have to get into His word to know that, and what does that mean? You know, people hear that and they might not be believers right now. And they're like, well, what does that mean? Get into His word. We definitely, it's like reading the manual for your car. If you don't read the manual for your car, you're not going to know how it runs. And everything we need to know about life and life after life is in the Bible, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And Jesus taught us that man does not live by food alone, but by His word. And one of the things that God also teaches us in His word is that something I learned is that prayer builds our faith and it demonstrates our trust in God and not ourselves. Mm. We didn't create this world. God created it.
Right.
And then when we start putting trust in ourselves and try to fix problems and we can't fix it, then we realize there's somebody bigger and greater, and that's God, our Heavenly Father. And He created this world. He created so we can even have oxygen at a certain right angle. And I'm not into science at all, but if you have the world, it has to be a certain place in order for us to have oxygen and gravity. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here on this earth. And even that just amazes me. And one of the things, like, for instance, that Jesus taught in Matthew 6, like I was talking about, He says, when you pray, you know, do not be like the hypocrites. And He tells us to pray to your, go into the inner room and pray to your Father. He also tells us, when you pray, humble yourselves before the Almighty God. And He tells us again, when you pray, get alone with Him. So it's not like, okay, we can't pray together, but you don't stand in the corner and say, hey, look at me, I'm praying. He wants it to be a personal relationship. That's what the whole point of it is.
Right.
It's just like you, and you may have a personal relationship with your husband, with your children. It's not any different with God. Have a personal, loving relationship. He already knows everything, but He wants to spend time with you. Just like you want to spend time with your loved ones, He wants to spend time with you.
And He's given us that time now. You know, His word says, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God in Psalm 46:10. And we got nothing but time right now. We got nothing but time right now. And we need to spend that time with Him and lay our burdens down, and He will direct us. He will not leave or forsake us. I'm going to open up our phone lines, 883-5000, 1-800-684-2848. We're talking with author Annette Gall. She wrote the book, Let Us Pray. And it's an amazing book that I wish I would have brought with me this morning. I took it out again yesterday. It's just got so much helpful information, and you can actually get a free Kindle copy of it. We're going to let you know at the end of the show how to do that. But we're going to go to our sponsors. And can you hang on, Annette?
I sure will.
All right. Hold on. So you guys, I want to tell you about Turning Tides Financial. When this started a couple weeks ago, you know, I got a call from Katie Weeple from Turning Tides Financial. And she said, how you doing? And this is what's going on right now. This is what we need to, you know, think about doing. You know, they, if you follow them on Facebook, which you should, Turning Tides Financial, they're posting things continuously about, you know, this is what you should do. This is what was just announced about unemployment. This was just announced about small business loans and all of the stuff. And they are giving phone consultations right now without charging to our WDCX listeners. So Turning Tides Financial. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
No two snowflakes are alike. No two fingerprints are the same. That's the way it should be when it comes to your financial portfolio. Turning Tides Financial has a personalized wealth management approach. Each client has different needs that require unique, customized attention. At Turning Tides Financial, services offered include retirement planning, divorced financial strategies, and personalized financial management. Set up your appointment today at the Orchard Park or Amherst office by calling 716-800-4290 or log into turningtidesfinancial.com. Turning Tides Financial. Live your life, plan your future. Securities offered through LPL Financial Member, FINRA, SIPC. Hi, this is Robbie. Has an accident left you in pain? Were you injured on the job? Do you suffer from chronic pain or a spinal condition? Notaro Chiropractic Offices offer chiropractic and massage services at their three convenient locations, Wheatfield, Grand Island, and East Amherst. Licensed acupuncturist Amy Fu is located in Wheatfield. Licensed acupuncturist Robbie Butler is located in Grand Island, as well as licensed acupuncturist Adam Waldhorn. Accepting most insurances, call 688-8815 to start feeling your best with the help of Notaro Chiropractic Offices. Hi, this is Robbie, and you know, the Fountain Wellness Center is a comprehensive wellness center, a beacon of the resources for our community, is a collection of small businesses who emphasize individualized care and promote growth in all aspects of life. They know that you are the most important part of your health care. Each provider and expert within the Fountain practices with this as a foundational belief and aims to help you on your journey to health. The Fountain is the home of Pure Organic Salon, Massage Therapy and Holy Yoga, Raw Truth Integrative Health, Essential Oil Consultations, Co-Era Physical Therapy, Birthing by Design, Holistic Well Women Care, an infrared sauna, group exercise, nutrition, cooking, and community classes, and so much more. Check out the Fountain Wellness Center in Williamsville, New York on Sheridan Drive. Hey, this is Robbie. You know, I love coloring my hair. And if you color your hair but hate all of those chemicals used to do it, I have some great news for you. Pure Organic Salon at the Fountain Wellness Center is who you need to call. Their products are free from aerosol, GMOs, gluten, ammonia, sodium chloride, and sulfate, even plastics, and the list goes on and on. Your hair will maintain its natural protein and moisture balance while achieving amazing color like mine without harsh chemicals for a healthier head of hair from the inside out. Other products include organic skincare products, nail care, and a toxic-free cosmetic line. For more information, call 716-796-7339.
Here's Steve Tiber, president of 8 Days of Hope.
2020 is going to be a busy year, and you'll have plenty of opportunities to come love and serve those in need with 8 Days of Hope. One of the new arms of the ministry is our Safe House Construction Ministry. We travel the country and we partner with an existing ministry and help them renovate, build, or remodel a facility to provide a safe place for those who've been rescued from sex trafficking. For more information, as always, please go to our website.
8 Days of Hope started as a disaster relief ministry, and it has continued to grow since then.
We partner with an organization called Bigger Than Ball. Bigger Than Ball partnered with us when we went to Houston, Texas after Hurricane Harvey. We partnered with the Houston Astros, we rebuilt 8 baseball diamonds in Bigger Than Ball, then put on a free sports camp.
8 Days of Hope is much more than disaster relief.
For more information about this ministry or any arms of the ministry of 8 Days of Hope, please go to our website, 8daysofhope.com.
Come be the hands and feet of Jesus.
Hi, this is Robbie Raw. You know, at Raw Truth Integrative Health, we see patients daily with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, cancer, inflammation, pain, gut issues, and we'd love to help you on your journey to health. Anne Marie and I see people on a private or semi-private consultations. We also offer group classes for weight management and health issues as well. So whatever your goal is, come and see us at Raw Truth Integrative Health. Go to RobbieRaw.com or RawTruthHealth.com for more information and email Robbie at RobbieRaw.com.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And it's a time to get into God's Word. It's a time that we have all the time in the world to be still and know He's God and to know Him more and let Him be known. And so today, author Annette Gall is joining me. She wrote the book, Let Us Pray. Our phone lines are open, 883-5000, 1-800-684-2848. And we're going to go to Annette here. Solomon, can you get her off? Okay. Annette, can you hear me? Oh. Annette, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Yay. Thank you so much for joining us. We do have a call. Michelle from Cheektowaga. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm good. Okay. I'm good.
Good. Thank
staying
you.
Staying in faith. Staying strong.
Yes. Good. Excellent. Thank you for listening. Now, did you have a question or comment this morning?
I wanted to say the Lord asked me to pray for people who have the virus. And so I, as you probably know, you're not really allowed to visit people in the hospitals and everything. So right. I went back to the Lord and I said, Lord, how am I going to pray for people? Because I have seen a lot of people healed when I pray. I'm not doing anything. Obviously, He's healing people. And I've seen a lot of miracles. So I asked the Lord, what do you want me to do about that? I want to be in obedience. And He said, why don't you just do a video? And then if people know someone who has a virus, they can just listen to the prayer on the video. And I have seen, there. I have a lot of people on my page of a ministry, and I've prayed for people overseas a lot, you know, just over the internet. And people get healed because God's doing the healing. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. You know, so it doesn't matter if the person's in Pakistan or Sweden or wherever. I've prayed for people.
Amen.
I put a video out, and I just thought I would share it with everybody because I really believe that God wants to heal everyone. You know, I used to have a belief that God made people sick, and it was like I had all these false beliefs that I've been set free of. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. And so after I got set free of those and started praying for people in a certain way, it was more commanding the way Jesus prayed for people. He didn't beg and plead for people to be healed. He commanded healing. When I started shifting the way I was praying, that's when I started to see people healed. The first person I saw healed actually was deaf, and he got his hearing back. And then that was my first person. I know, it's crazy. And I was shocked. I was like, you know, a woman of faith. And I'm like, wait, what? It worked? Wait, you could hear. You know, we're jumping up and down. It was crazy. And then also my cousin got very sick. He had a heart surgery, but he didn't wake up from the heart surgery. And he was in a coma for 10 days. And they didn't know what happened. The heart surgery was fine. But he, it turns out, long story short, they ended up not, the equipment was broken, and he did not get enough oxygen to his brain for 6.5 hours, the entire 6.5 hour surgery, because it's, you know, long. And I really felt like God wanted to heal him, so we all prayed, and he woke up after 10 days, and within a few months, he was totally 100% healed. You would never know anything's wrong with him now. It's a medical miracle. Even we brought him to a neurologist here locally, and the neurologist said, you got a miracle. So, you know, God can heal anybody, anytime. And we had people on Facebook praying for my cousin. So we had about 600 people praying. It was really powerful. So I just thought to share that. If people know someone who has the virus, I don't know if they can get to them, but, you know, they could look up the video and just at least play it for them or something.
Yeah, where is the video? You want us to give it?
My YouTube channel is Michelle Maggio, M-A-G-G-I-O.
Mm-hmm.
And then Michelle May Ministries.
Okay. Michelle May Ministries. Absolutely, God can heal. Absolutely,
he can
there are
heal.
Miracles.
Yeah,
I've seen
I'm
miracles.
Kind of excited.
Yeah, he's the God of miracles. And so
there's
no doubt about that. But I want to pray right now thank you, Michelle, for calling in, by the way. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank Thank you. Okay.
I want to pray right now, not only for those people who have the virus, but also for the healthcare providers. You know, of course, my daughter is going to be going to Queens in just a few weeks to help in the hospitals there. But Annette, would you pray for not only those that are sick right now? Maybe it's the virus, maybe it's not, but also for the healthcare providers as well.
Heavenly Father, we come to you today, and we thank you, Lord, for this day that you have created. Father, you are my rock and my refuge and a place of safety. Your unfailing love is better than life, and your glory is higher than the heavens. And we believe in you, we trust in you in all things, things that we may not understand. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us the wisdom and guidance for each and every day. And Lord, pray Psalm 91 over every healthcare worker, Psalm 91 over every person who is sick, including my own daughter who might possibly have the virus, Lord. Mm. And I pray for each every one of them, Lord, even ones I don't know, even ones that we don't know. You know each and every one of them. You know every hair on their head. Lord, we pray that you would cover them with your love. You would keep them from feeling lonely and depressed, those who are sick, who are isolated. Let them know about your love is far greater than all the love in this world. And I pray a hedge of protection over all of the nurses and doctors and volunteers and people who are in the hospitals. Father, they are doing such an amazing job. Give them the strength they need. Give them the courage that they need. Like your word tells us to be strong and courageous and that you would take care of us, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for that. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that gives us the calmness in our hearts. It keeps us from being full of anxiety and fear, and we can run to you, Father, at every single moment when we pray unceasingly instead of taking it on upon ourselves to try to fix things ourselves, leave it into your hands. We pray this in Jesus' name. And also, I'm sorry, God just brought to my mind for all the police officers and firemen that protect us, Lord. Mm. I ask you a hedge of protection against them, for them, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Annette. And thank you, Michelle, for calling in and continuing to do what you're doing in your ministry. Annette, so people, you know, sometimes don't know how to pray. I mean, you just gave an example of prayer. Mm-hmm. We pray all the time here on WDCX radio. But, you know, in your book, you have so many great chapters. You talk about five essential questions. What is prayer? Who is God? Who should we pray to God? Or why should we pray to God? How can we know God hears us? That's one that a lot of people feel they're not sure that God's hearing them. What should we pray for? Your part two is prayer and worship. Jesus is teaching on prayer, approaching God's throne, the correct way to worship, the wrong way to worship you talk about in your book. Part three is what Romans 8 teaches us. You talk about intercession, our mediator, saints. In part four, you talk about religion versus faith. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, Robbie, you're really religious. You know, there's so much good information in your book, religion versus faith versus tradition. You talk about idols. You talk about the world versus the word and so much more. And we're going to continue to talk about this. Again, our phone lines are open and they are starting to continue to light up here. 883-5000, 1-800-684-2848. Solomon is taking your calls. We're going to go to our endorsed sponsors here. And when we come back, we'll continue to take your calls. We're talking with author Annette Gall. She wrote the book, Let Us Pray. It is available on Kindle for free for the next couple days, and that's it. I want to tell you about Balanced Body Foods. They are delivering for free, fresh, never frozen foods. And you can reach them by going to balancedbodyfoods.com. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Put a healthy meal on the table without a trip to the grocery store at Balanced Body Foods. If you're too busy to cook or don't know where to start, simplify your life with Balanced Body. Balanced Body Foods is a fresh food meal prep service with a constantly changing menu for the ultimate in delicious, flavorful, nutritionally balanced meals. Order your next meal, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, at balancedbodyfoods.com or stop into their Hurdle Avenue or Transit Road in Williamsville locations. You can even save 10% with promo code WNY10. That's right, save 10% off your order. All you have to do is use promo code WNY10 when you visit balancedbodyfoods.com. Start today. Fuel your body with flavorful food that complements your lifestyle and goals. Discover your balance today at Balanced Body Foods. In the choice between taste and nutrition, choose both at Balanced Body Foods.
Hi, it's Ruby Raw. I want to tell you about the Kingdom Business Bureau. The Kingdom Business Bureau is a directory of businesses that strive to honor the Lord in everything we do, consistent with biblical principles. If you are a large or small business in Canada or the U.S. and want to be part of the directory, email us at kingdombusinessbureau@gmail.com. If you're looking for a business that strives to honor the Lord, go to kingdombusinessbureau.com. Hi, I'm Robbie Raw. You know, over the years, I have met so many of you who are in Canada or in other states of the U.S. who want my expertise as a nutritionist and a nurse for your health, fitness, weight management, and nutrition, but you can't come and see me live. Well, now I have the opportunity to give you all of my expertise, my tools, my motivation, behavior changes, and everything from A to Z on your mobile phone or device daily through a world-class, worldwide, virtual mobile program called ProCoach. Go to RobbieRaw.com for more information. Hi, this is Robbie Raw. You know, God gave us all different DNA, and we can't change that DNA. We can change the way the DNA express themselves through our dietary habits and our lifestyle. And I'm telling you what, we test 92 gene SNPs at The Raw Truth so that you can have a blueprint for your body in terms of fitness and food to find out what your body is going to respond best to. Set up your appointment at RobbieRaw.com.
You've waited long enough. Now you can have all of Robbie's knowledge, advice, teaching, and inspiration in the palm of your hand with her new book, The Raw Truth Recharge. The Raw Truth Recharge will teach you 7 truths about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, and stress management, and how all of them are vital to your health mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Robbie is a registered nurse, an integrative health and nutrition practitioner, and a master trainer armed with certifications. With 30 plus years experience in the industry, she will teach you how to increase your energy, be fit and feel healthy, decrease your body fat, increase your muscle mass, shape your body, cut cravings, and focus your energy to fulfill your calling. God's word actually gives us clear direction on all of these truths. If you want to get lean, then you need to lean on the Lord. Do you need inspiration and motivation to either get or stay on track? Then this book is for you. Get your copy of The Raw Truth on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com today.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And I want to mention, not only am I giving free virtual Zoom group fitness classes, you can just email me at robbie@robbieraw.com or you can just message me on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, and I'll send you the private login number for that. It's great to be part of a community of people because that socialization is so important to our health. And of course, I've been talking a lot about boosting our immune system. The other thing is, I have the world-class, worldwide program called ProCoach. It's my coaching program that I use both in Canada and the U.S., throughout the U.S. and Canada, where you get me, all of my expertise, all of my tools, all of my experience on your phone or device daily through a world-class, worldwide program. This isn't Facebook. This is an actual app on your phone or device. And we are offering it now for 50% off. 50% off. So it's not, it's only $49 for the month. for April only. Now, we have people signing up for 12 months right now because it's 50% off. You can do that, but it's got to be purchased during the month of April. So if you're interested, go to RobbieRaw.com. Yeah, Marie did a great job at the website there. And you can sign up for 1 month or as many months as you want for 50% off and stay on track with your health and fitness goals. So we're talking with Annette Gall. She is the author of an amazing book called Let Us Pray. And we've got a call from Valerie from Williamsville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for taking my call. I have bought Annette's book. And I loved it so much, I have bought it for other people, three or four other people, and it's a great book.
It is.
I recommend it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Valerie.
Yeah, well, it is, you know, especially I think in a time like this, it's so important for us to not only stay in His Word, and your book, Annette, is filled with Scripture throughout. So it's wonderful. You know, sometimes we just cannot focus enough for those people, this book, or for anyone really, this book is a great tool. Thank you, Valerie, for calling in.
And it's very, very easy to read and understand and implement. So that's why I liked it.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. All right.
You're welcome.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Bye. Yes, I agree with that, Annette. Before we forget, let's tell our listeners how they can get a copy, a Kindle copy, yes, of the book, yes, Let Us Pray, for free in the next 24 hours.
Okay. There's two ways you can do it. You can just go to Amazon, and you can type in Let Us Pray, Annette Gall. And then, you know, there's two versions out there. Obviously, the paper book version, which I cannot give out for free. But you can buy that, too, if you like the paperwork version. Or there's also a Kindle version, and then it's zero cost today and tomorrow. The other way, if you want to, you can go to my website, which is Matthew633Ministries.com. Again, it's Matthew633Ministries.com. And on that webpage, you'll get a little bit more information about the book, and you also have some comments listed there from people who actually have read the book and have come back to me and say, hey, this is what happened to me when I read the book. Mm-hmm. And there's also a link there where you can click on it for the Kindle version. It'll bring you to, you know, Amazon directly that way, too. So either way, it'll work.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know what? It is a wonderful tool for everyone. And people, all you got to do is start reading the Bible too. Annette, if someone's listening right now and they don't know where to start, and I mean, I know me as a new believer many, 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 many moons ago, someone bought me a Bible. And I mean, I was doing more ritualistic prayers throughout my upbringing, everything. And I was just like, okay, well, this just sounds like Greek to me when I started reading it. But there's different types of Bibles that help people to understand it more easily. The New International Version and things like that. What do you say to people that say, I don't understand it?
Okay, well, there's many, many different versions out there, first of all. Like you mentioned, the NIV version. There's NLT version, which is New Living Translation. I mean, there's even like some people even read the Message because they can relate to it. Some people read the Passion because it's more poetic. I like reading the Passion version only for the Psalms because it's so poetic and it's so just like feels like I'm part of the story. But there's like ESV version for a little bit higher up level reading. But if you're new starting reading the Bible, I would say starting with, most people tell you to start with John only so you can understand who Jesus is and get to know Him all over again. If you're also suffering with a lot of different things, anxiety and fears, the book of Psalms, there was so much food in there. Like when I prayed earlier today, I read from Psalm 91 because it's a psalm about protection, but we're covered, and then when we trust in God. So you can just even pull out one verse out of Psalms, and it can cover you for the whole day.
Exactly.
So there's so many different things in the Psalms to help out any person who's suffering from anything at all. And then also, if you finish the book of John, Ephesians, because it teaches you who you are in Christ. A lot of those verses teach you, I am a child of God. Let's see here. Come, let me give you a couple of examples from our I Am statements. It'll say, I am bought by the blood of God. I am blessed. I am cherished. I am chosen. So understanding your identity in Jesus Christ, a lot of that is going to be found in Ephesians. But start with John so you can remember all the stories you learned as a child about Jesus. And just what it does make a difference, what version you read. And the most important thing is you get into the Word, because that's what your food is. Just like we feed our bodies with food, we need to feed our spirit with food.
Amen.
And that's what keeps us going.
Yeah, we have to be spiritually fed. And I know Pastor Jerry at the chapel at Cross Point has said, if we want our prayers to be spirit-led, they need to be scripture-fed. So we need to actually have them, you know, read the Bible, read the book about life, you know, and it, thank you. It will help us to understand his word the more we read it. I mean, it's just like riding a bike, I feel like. You know, you don't really mm-hmm. know how to ride a bike when you first start riding it, but the more you ride it, the more you understand how to do it or whatever it is. We can equate that to anything. But Annette Gall, author of the book Let Us Pray, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for all
you do
in your ministry. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. So, you guys, we are at the end of the show, but the Carrie and Robbie show is up next, and we are so excited to have a general manager of WDCX Radio, Brett Larson, is going to be joining us today. And we're going to talk about how we should be reacting to what's going on in the world right now. You know, obviously, our life now is changing. Our life is changing, and it will be forever changed by what is happening in the world today. Life as we know it, you guys, it's the new norm right now. It's the new norm. And how should we be reacting? What does that all mean? What does it mean it's going to be changed forever? How should we be reacting to that? Well, Carrie's going to be joining me in a few minutes. And again, Brett Larson will be joining us as well today. So grab that green Power Shot smoothie. Make sure you're boosting your immune system, you guys. Been talking about this. Again, make sure that you are eating healthy. Don't eat out of a box or a window because that is not going to help boost your immune system. Right now, more than ever, you need nutritious food. And as I've been telling my patients all week long, it's not about the scale. You know, it's about your health. Focus on your health. We'll be talking about that more as the weeks go on here on WDCX Radio on The Raw Truth, but also tune in to AM Buffalo, WKBW TV 7. I think in Canada, it's channel 14 or 15. And once again, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with the Carrie and Robbie Show. Stay with us.
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.